The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, text number 35, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 12, 1975, in Bombay, India.
From ethereal existence, which evolves from sound, the next transformation takes place under the impulse of time, and thus the subtle element touch, and thence air and sense of touch become prominent.
Navasa sabdatan matrat kalogatya vikurvataha sparsa avavattatu vayu saksparsasya varsasya sangraha. So, everything is explained there, one after another. Subtle things, how changing from ether, the sound, sense perception, there is ether in this space also there is ether, and we can understand the presence of ether by sound. The sound is being produced on account of ether. And when it is further developed, it creates the sense perception of touch. Sabda sparsha, then roop, then gandha. In this way, the material existence becoming tangible or visible. Roop is the last stage. Gandha, not roop, gandha. Roop, ras, ras. Then when, after sparsha, there will be manifestation of roopa, form. And after form, there is taste, and after taste, there is gandha. This will be explained one after another. You can read the purport also.
In the course of time, when the subtle forms are transformed into gross forms, they become the objects of touch. The objects of touch and the tactile sense also develop after this evolution in time. Sound is the first sense object to exhibit material existence, and from the perception of sound, touch perception evolves, and from touch perception, the perception of sight. That is the way of the gradual evolution of our perceptive objects.
You can read the next question. Mridutvam kathinatvam cha.
Softness and hardness and cold and heat are the distinguishing attributes of touch, which is characterized as the subtle form of air.
Mridutvam kathinatvam cha shaitam usnatvam eva cha etat sparshasya sparshatyam tanmatratvam cha navasat. These are all different transformations of the ethereal existence. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, matra sparsastu kaunteya sitasna sukhadukkada. So our, this material pains and pleasure are felt on account of this sparsa, an arrangement of the ether and transformation of ethereal activities. Actually, it has nothing to do with the spirit soul. Spirit soul is untouched by all this. It requires simply realization. Great devotees like Bharat Maharaj or Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, because they are very, very much advanced in spiritual consciousness, these ethereal activities on the external body did not touch them. Even in our Western world, Lord Jesus Christ, he was also crucified, but it did not touch him. So, this is to be practiced, that we should not be disturbed by the ethereal transformation in touch with the skin and be disturbed in our regular activities in devotional service. That is called sitapragna. And the word is used in the Bhagavad Gita. Sitapragna. So, a devotee is sitapragna. He should not be disturbed by this material condition or change of ethereal activities. We should be fixed up, atmastha, atmastha. And then our progress in spiritual life will be unhampered. Actually, as it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, ahaituki apratihata. Sabai pungshang paro dharma jato bhakti adhukhaje ahaituki apratihata jenatma samprasidati. When we are firmly fixed up in devotional service, that is the highest transcendental form of religion. There are so many religious systems, Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Christian religion, but they are all material conception of religion. Material conception means that we are in this material world and through a process or system we are trying to understand what is God. That is called religion. Dharmanta Shafshat Bhagavat Pranita. The attempt to understand God and His laws, that is religion. So it doesn't matter whether it is executed through a system called Hindu religion, or a system called Muslim religion, or a system called Christian religion. If the objective is the same, adhokhaja, then that process is first-class religion. If we simply stick to a system without making any progress towards the goal of understanding the adhokhaja, then it is samayeva hi kevanam. Dharma samasthita pungsang visakshena kathasujat nutpadayadratin yadi samayeva hi kevanam. Don't be stuck up in a system. The system is required, provided if you make progress towards the realization of the Supreme. But if you simply follow a system but do not make advance in the matter of realizing the Supreme, then according to Srimad Bhagavatam or according to the Vedic version, it is simply labor of love. It has no value. Therefore Bhagavat says that is first class religion system. It doesn't matter you call it Hindu or Muslim or Christian or Buddha. That is first class religion, which helps you progressing in realization of the adhokhaja. Adhokhaja, another name of Krishna. Adhokhaja means the subject matter which you cannot understand simply by mental speculation or by empiric knowledge, exercising in empiric knowledge. That is called adhokhaja. Adhokrita akhaja jnanam jatra. So adhok, we have to approach that alokkaja. There are different stages of knowledge. Pratyakha, parakha, aparakha, alokkaja, aprakita. So we have to approach the aprakita, transcendental, above the material nature. Adhokkhaja is almost nearer than the lower grade of knowledge, pratyakha, parakha, parakha. They are in the kanishthadikar, atyayame maharaya japujang, yate natat bhakteshu chanyeshu sabhapta prakita smita. So, prakita stage is pratyakha knowledge, direct perception, and knowledge received from parampara, pratyakha, parakha, then aparakha, self-realization, then adhokkhaja, aprakita. So, Krishna consciousness is aprakita knowledge. It is the topmost platform of knowing Krishna. Aprakita knowledge. So, so long we are up to the adhokhaja knowledge, that is regulative principles. We have to follow the regulative principles strictly, and aprakita knowledge is for the paramahamsa. There is, that is called raga bhakti. In these stages, pratyakha, parakha, they are called vidhi-bhakti. But without vidhi-bhakti, you cannot reach to the platform of raga-bhakti. Although that is our aim. Raga-nuga, raga-bhakti is executed following the footprints of the devotees in Vrindavan. That is called raga-bhakti. Krishna's personal associates, not to become directly a Krishna's personal associate, but following the footprints of Krishna's eternal associates, we can come to the stage of raga-bhakti. That is called parabhakti. That parabhakti is required. Brahma-bhuta prasannātmā nasochati nakāṅkati samas sarveshu bhuteshu madhbhakti labhate param. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is gradually developing up to the stage of raga bhakti or para bhakti, then life is successful. In that way, we should not be disturbed by this ethereal interactions, as it is stated here, mridutam kathinattam cha svaittam usnattam evac. We are disturbed by these things. Suppose we are lying on the floor, it is kathinattam. It is very hard. But if we give a cushion or a nice mattress, that is mridutam. Similarly, sitosna, water, sometimes it is felt very chilly, cold, and sometimes it is very hot. The water is the same. According to the change of ethereal arrangement, it is becoming in different position, different condition, and it is the source of pains and pleasure on account of this touch, the skin. The skin is touch. So if we understand fully that I am not this body, that requires realization, atmanubhuti, the more we become advanced in spiritual consciousness, the more we become situated in atmastham, that is called sitapragna, then we shall not be disturbed. And we should practice not to be disturbed by these conditional or ethereal transformation. Because we do not belong as spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, I do not belong to this material arrangement. But I have been accustomed to this. So by practice, I have to come to the spiritual status, and during practice, it requires tolerance. That is called bhajan sadhana or tapasya, austerity, penance, tolerance. The things which are not, but somehow or other we have identified with such material things, and to practice again, come to the spiritual platform, that tolerance is called tapasya. This is the meaning of tapasya. Tapa means pain, to voluntarily accepting some pain. Just like sannyas, kalikal, in this age, it is very difficult. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the example that he was lying down on the floor. His devotee wanted to give him a quilt, a soft bedding, but he refused. He did not take it. So he is teaching us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the teacher. Apani achari prabhu jivere shikhar. But still it is very difficult to strictly follow. But we must try to follow as far as possible. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore taught us Tinadupi sunichena, tarorupi sahishna. We must be tolerant like the tree, or more than the tree. The trees, they are standing in the open air, and there are so many disturbances, storm, scorching heat, and somebody is taking the leaf, somebody cutting. No, it doesn't protest. Tolerance. This is a very good example of tolerance. So, in order to execute our spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness, we shall learn tolerance. Tolerance, that is advised in Bhagavad Gita, the tang titikha sambha. Don't be disturbed. Just like a brahmana or a sannyasi has to take 3 times bath, and if it is very chilly cold, it does not mean that he will give up that taking bath 3 times early in the morning. He must take. That is called tolerance. This is one of the examples of tolerance. There is severe cold, chilly cold, but my duty is to take bath in the morning. So we must tolerate, I must tolerate the chilly cold, and still I take my bath. This is called tapasya. Not that it is very chilly cold, I will not take my bath. No, that is not allowed. Then you are lagging behind. You must take. Of course, it is very serious, somebody seriously ill, that is a different thing. Generally, Krishna advises, tang titikka mata matra sparshastu kauntriya sitosna sukadukkada. Anitya. Anitya means they are not permanent. Agama paina anitya. They are seasonal changes. They will come and they will go. Simply ethereal arrangement only. You must know. External arrangement. It is rather illusion. External arrangement means illusion. We have nothing to do with it. But due to this, Kali Yuga, especially, we are very much affected by these external disturbances, and that disturbances sometimes make us forced to forget our relationship with the Supreme, and that is called illusion, that is called Maya. But if we become very strictly adherent to Krishna consciousness, that is very easily done at the Kali Yuga. Kirtanadeva Krishnasa Mukta Sangha Parang Bhaja. Kirtanadeva Krishnasa. If you strictly chant this Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, it is specially prescribed for the man in this age, then we become Mukta Sangha. Mukta Sangha means, although we are in this material world, we are not in touch with it. That is called Mukta Sangha. Mukta Sangha Param Braja. We remain untouched by the material contamination and gradually becoming perfect, then we can be transferred to the spiritual world. This Hare Krishna movement is pursuing, following the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva Gati Rannatha. These are all according to Vedic injunction. This Hare Krishna movement is not a manufactured way. This is actually following the Vedic principle. This is Agni Puran, Brahmanda Puran, Brahma Vaivarta Puran, Kali Santaran Upanishad. There are many Vedic literatures. They are recommended. This Hare Krishna, sometimes it is said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Sometimes it is Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So people become puzzled. Which one should be first vibrated? So anyone you can vibrate, either you chant Hare Krishna or Hare Ram in the beginning, it doesn't matter. There is no difference between the holy name of Krishna and Rama. But still, there is some distinction. In the Shastra it is said that if you chant 1,000 times Lord Vishnu's name, that is equal to chanting one name of Lord Rama. Sahasra. Sahasra, Vishnu Sahasra now. And if you chant 3 times Lord Rama's name, it is equal to 1 time chanting Krishna's name. This is the Shastric injunction. So, either you chant Vishnu name, or Lord Rama name, or Lord Krishna's name, there is no difference as you are, because different people become devotee to different forms. Sometimes they are devotee of Lord Ramchandra. They want to worship Sitaram. That is also good. Sometimes they want to worship Lakshmi Narayan. That is also good. And sometimes they want to worship Radha Krishna. That is also the same. There is no difference. Ramadi Murtishu Kala Niyamena Tishtan Nana Avatar Vakarat Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Sayang Samava. There are many manifestations of Vishnu, Advaita Achyate Aradi Anantarupam, but the original manifestation or original Krishna, Krishna Su Bhagavan Sayam. Really, when we speak of Bhagavan, that is Krishna. So Krishna's expansion, they are also Bhagavan. And those who are very, very powerful, like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Narada, and many other devotees and sages, they are also sometimes addressed as Bhagavan in the Shastra. But not ordinary man. Ordinary man cannot become Bhagavan. That is not possible. But everyone can become exalted devotee. Just like Narad Muni, in his previous birth, he was a maidservant's son, not even born in the Brahman family. But by good association of devotees, he became next part Narad Muni, the spiritual master of so many exalted devotees. Narad Muni's name we hear in connection with Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, and many other devotees. So everyone has the potency, just like Narad Muni. So it doesn't matter where you are born. Narad Muni was born as a maidservant son. By good association, satang prasangat mava bija sangvida. By good association, next life he became Narada. So the satsanga is very important, association. Therefore we have named this Krishna Conscious Society. Anyone can join it. It doesn't matter what he is, and actually it is practically we are doing. We are collecting, recruiting members from all parts of the world without any distinction. The distinction is there in the material platform. In the spiritual platform, there is no such distinction. Pandita samadarshan, sama sarveshu bhuteshu. That is the vision of the devotees. They see only the spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. Their sympathy is for the spirit soul, that here is a spirit soul, and he is part and parcel of Krishna. He is now bound up by this material bondage. Let me try to rescue him. Prahlad Maharaj says, Suche tato bhimuko chetasa, maya sukhaya bharamud bahuto bhimuran. They have become foolish. They are thinking that in material bondage he will be happy. That is not possible. Therefore, Vaishnava, like Prahlad Maharaj and his followers, they very seriously think of these fallen conditioned souls and try to rescue them. And in this Kali Yuga, it is very easy, as I have already explained. Kalo dosa nidhi rajan asti jiko mahanagun. In this Kali Yuga, it is an ocean of fault. So many faults are there, one after another, one after. But there is one benefit. Dosa asti jiko mahanagun. Very great quality. What is that? Na kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sanga param braja. He hasn't got to do anything else. If he simply chants the Hare Krishna mantra, kirtanadeva krishnasya, then he becomes free from this material bondage and goes back to home, back to God. So our only request is to everyone present here to chant this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Chant.